Greetings and salutations. What's goody, folk? Welcome back to your Spiritually Logic podcast, brought to you by Soul Driven, Soul Intended, where I am your host, coach, and creator of all things Soul Driven, Bryce Bryson. In this podcast episode, we're going to talk about our story and realizing that it is, in fact, your story. So you need to stop allowing others to write your narrative. Now, when it comes to standing in our truth and walking in our power, it's a challenging undertaking that many are not prepared to handle. In today's society, there is a practice of imposition of authority, power. Imposing one's authority over another renders an individual susceptible to the illusion that their life is not their own. Therefore, subscribing to the paradigm and belief that they are living in lack conditions and stagnant ideals that do not serve our highest good. One of the many truths of our existence, disillusioned, is that we are the author, the co-creator of our story. Now, under the divinity and guidance of the Holy Spirit of the Most High, universal consciousness, source energy, the all, God, we define who, what, when, and how we are in relation to our lives and living in accordance to our purpose and design. With this divine birthright, we are also afforded free will. Free will allows us the opportunity to decide on being sleepwalkers, usurping our own power, or breaking the box of illusions, waking up and taking control of the narrative, our story. Now, in this present age of Aquarius, chosen ones, light workers, healers, seers, teachers, and others who resonate as divine beings are being called to shed light and help others become aware of their own divinity of power. This divinity of power includes rediscovering self-unconditional love, unconditional love for others, self-empowerment, humility, peace, kindness, and service to help others evolve into their highest self, if they are willing. It is, after all, our birthright. Let's get into it. Going to get a little deeper into it, folks. Now, we know that we are born into this existence with an innate knowing of our soul, divine birthright, unconditional love, and our purpose and design. As we grow and develop from infancy, we are meticulously reprogrammed and altered by several societal and communal means. Example given, school, government, religious paradigms, and others. Now, this matrix archetype has the human race believing our individual power is limited and that the minute amount that we do possess needs to be governed accordingly by outside regulations. One of life's given tasks is to unlearn all of the poison and illusions in order to discover our divine nature and birthright, being soul-driven, soul-intended. Now, there may be several ways to come to this soul awakening, but most notable for me is spirituality and the awakening thereof. One of the most beautiful things about this soul-driven spiritual journey is that the relationship fostered between self and the Most High God, the divine universe, is extremely personal and is tailored to each individual specifically. Now, this divine relationship is revealed and made evident through countless undeniable means of confirmation, such as synchronicity, dreams, deja vu, etc. One simply must believe and then become aware. It's an adventure worth journeying, in my opinion. Now, one of the most impactful challenges is discovering and then establishing your all-being, which is your higher self, in this ongoing quest with the rest of the program society. This typically means going against the grain and breaking the box. This doesn't come easy, as one may find that they may need to sever ties and cut cords with the very thing, people, and places most loved, as well as outdated, belief systems that no longer serve our highest good. Now, after completing various lessons, cycles, and healing, there comes the time of learning our purpose and design. By way of various signs and wonders, which is the communication from the divine and our guides, we are being guided to personal hidden truths that lead to even more self-discovery, including our soul-driven purpose and design. Now, not all of us share the same purpose or destiny, and no one is any better than the other, although our purposes may differ in its level of impact to the collective. Now, there are purpose destinies within all aspects of the divine spectrum. Once this has been revealed, we have the choice to answer the call or to walk away. The mantle that comes with answering the call can be quite heavy at times and is not for the faint of heart. This mantle, more notably with chosen ones, 144,000, but not limited to, requires us to not only weather the stormiest of storms and stand 10 toes down, but also affecting tremendous change and healing on a soul level with massive results. Now, with that said, any divine being who is embarking on their spiritual journey and decides to follow that path and to follow the directives and promptings from the Holy Spirit of the Most High have to stand in their power, stand in their truth by being the author, the co-creator of their story, and not allowing anyone to dictate or even rewrite their narrative. This is standing in your power. This is your divine birthright. Stand your ground, write your story, and never allow anyone to change your narrative. Being soul-driven, soul-intended.